Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo!
Yo!
Hey, did you get that tree taken down?
I got it.
What?
Because you got... I know.
I got a tree in the front yard and you took it down. You said you were going to help me out.
I'm going to help you out. You got to send me some pictures.
I sent you a picture, goddamn it.
I got a guy. It only took me like 3 years, but I finally found a tree.
Got a guy who,
your tree's like way smaller than mine. Mine was massive, huge, and it was hanging over a bunch of power lines. Yours just sitting out there in the front yard. Yours should be easy. But yes, Heartland Roof and Tree.
Heartland Roof and Tree?
Yeah, they do both. So
they
this is the thing.
On?
So yeah. So my thing is like not only. So this guy came out and took a look at it, and I told you I've had multiple people who were like, "Yeah, too close power lines can do it," or they were just like, "Yeah, $10,000, whatever." I was like, "Okay, well, I guess I'll let it fall in my house." Finally, it was Buddy who had texted me. You know, Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He texted me and said, "Hey, I know a guy who's got a tree removal company. You should call him." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work because I've had quite a few people out." But he came out and sure as shit got it done. Whole thing's gone. All I got left now is
Heartland
a stump
Roofing
in my backyard.
Heartland
Roof and Tree.
How do I Google it?
Just email him. Heartland Roofer, R-O-O-F-E-R. Heartland Roofer at gmail.com. He said he's building a website right now.
Okay.
But I thought to myself, because I said, so the name of the company's Heartland Roof and Tree. And he goes, yeah, we do roofs and trees. And I thought, dude, it's only a matter of time before our roofs go bad.
Yeah.
Right? Because my roof
did
was...
Did he say he'd come and do my tree?
Yes, I need pictures of your tree. He wants me to send pictures of your tree. I told him, your tree's nothing compared to mine.
Okay,
and mine is gone. They came out. I came home one day, and they had the crew there, and I went inside. And when I came back, I heard like a lot of noise, and I went back outside. It's all hauled away and gone and everything.
Nice.
Just nothing but the flat stump.
You can help us. You got a tree that needs to be gone. Go email Heartland Roofer at
gmail.com. I've got their phone number, 816-522-8660.
Say it again.
816-522-8660.
Enjoy the podcast.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, my man?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Second day here on The Rock.
Yeah.
Feels good, huh?
Yeah, it does. It's already starting to feel like home.
I felt fine yesterday.
Yeah, me too. I was surprised.
No problem, so.
I mean, I don't know. Surprised. I just expected with the change that big,
there's always,
you'd expect
jitters.
Jitters, yeah.
Because
something should happen. Yeah. You know, you expect some sort of technical difficulty. Uh-huh. I don't know, just feeling of awkwardness. And I didn't really feel any of that.
People, I loved it.
People have been pretty nice.
Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah, rock listeners, and yeah, I just felt like people have been pretty nice. I know not everyone is happy about it. Not everyone.
And you can tell
nice.
Us if you're not happy about it. You can join us on our Twitch feed, stream, what do you call it?
Stream.
Stream?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Let's stream.
That's twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Or we got a text line that works now.
Yes.
Which is nice. 913-586-7989.
913-586-7989.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're going to take the time to write something on the internet or even pick up your phone and text, a lot of times it's because you're upset. It's like reviews. You know, people don't generally write reviews unless they're just review people.
Yeah.
They don't generally write reviews unless they're upset. So I expected people to be... You know, I understand. You don't like change. But God, man, even the people who are picking up their phones, like saying welcome and all those types of things. Now, there are the people that were negative, just not as many as I expected. And I know Laszlo will handle those in due time. He like that's
I love
he lives
argue.
For it. He lives for it.
It makes Slim feel bad.
I don't like. I just yesterday I was like, why are you guys opening the text line on the first day? I really was like, you don't need it today. Don't do that. It's just going to be all negative. Give it a couple weeks. Right. So yeah, Laszlo likes he likes fighting with people on the internet.
I love it.
It's fun for him. He likes it when people are angry. Yeah. He likes.
I like it when people hate me.
He likes it when people call him sexist.
Yeah, some ladies do that on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I got an eye on you, Cassie.
Uh huh. So, last night, did you end up?
I'm just poking the bear a little bit.
I saw some of the stuff. You know, I just kind of looking through everything. I thought, you know what, today went so well. So last night, I ended it with that, and then I fell asleep. I was
exhausted.
Like, I think I'd been stressed. I just couldn't believe that things went so well. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to go to bed. And if there is negative stuff. And so then this morning, I was kind of poking around a little bit more. I saw the stuff on Reddit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it seems like most of the people that are like, you know, upset. Because I expected a lot of like, screw corporate radio, that sort of thing.
And they've hated us forever.
They've always hated us. And a lot of those people who would take the time to write that stuff, you can tell they haven't listened
forever.
In a long time. If they ever did.
Right.
If they ever did. It's the same people that say, such and such radio station is my favorite. I listen all the time. And nobody listens to that radio
station. On our twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo says, don't get upset. Cassie probably just mistyped it. She meant sexiest.
There you go.
Not sexist.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
So did you engage with her?
I just said that's an awful big sentence from somebody who's never met me.
Okay. Off the big sentence. That's better than what, you know, I was thinking like, don't get mouthy, bitch. I thought maybe
there could
be a response like that.
I mean, it's coming.
It doesn't take too long.
No. I'm just, waiting and...
I didn't know if there was like a period there at all.
Listen,
like,
here, Toots.
Exactly. Listen, Toots. Watch your mouth. No need to get mouthy with me. I'm in charge. I thought, well, maybe he'll wait on that just a little bit.
Ah, come on. That's what I live for.
When people hated us.
If people don't know me, so Slim Fast, if you say anything bad about him, it really.
You don't have to tell people.
I'm just saying, it really bothers me. Like, he takes it home with him. But for me, it doesn't bother me at all. And I've told the story when I was in the fourth grade. The entire fourth grade made what they called a petition, just because they're idiots. I don't know what they were petitioning for, but they called it a petition, and everybody signed it, and the top of it was just that they hate me.
Now, wouldn't you, like, out sick one day, and they did this while you were out that day, and you come back?
I come back, and they handed it to me.
God, sick day.
But you were out sick for a reason.
Well, I broke some windows at the school.
And you let everyone else take the fall, right?
Well, I didn't know they were going to take the fall. I was just like, hey, we probably will get in trouble tomorrow. I'm just going to stay home sick. I wasn't like...
It's like going to the bathroom when the check comes.
Like, hey, if you guys don't want to run from the cops, then don't. But I'm going to try to get out of this. Like, I wasn't, like, throwing... I didn't, like, tell them, like, oh, this person was there and they...
he named
names.
I
was the one who was gone. Like, okay. You guys are all the rats.
Okay.
I was the one who stayed away.
I think that's reasonable.
It is actually reasonable. Yeah. Like, the cops came, I didn't show up.
Right.
This is a fourth grade version of pleading the fifth.
Yeah.
Sick today. Can't talk to you. No. And then I got there, and there's the whole school signed it. So they hated me.
Did you ever figure out who started it? Like, who the person was that picked up the piece of paper and said, I want to do this?
I don't know for sure.
Did you have a feeling it was a girl in the classroom that you didn't get along with?
Ma'am, there was probably enough people. It probably was, I would say it was crowdsourced.
They didn't have to find.
Yeah,
I don't think it took like a sponsor for this bill.
Really, probably came pretty natural.
The first bill ever in Congress. We didn't need a sponsor. Everyone just agreed to it. It wasn't really ever. How many kids? Like the.
I mean,
the
it
class?
Was a long. It was pages.
So it was like
two pages, maybe, of just people who wrote their names,
and they just wrote it out.
Yeah, and said, "We hate you."
Well, I mean. they couldn't have all been involved in this.
Well, I didn't
Tom
go around
Foolery,
and ask who
so,
wasn't. So, oh, you mean like
no,
in,
right?
No,
like, they couldn't have all been mad at you about that. And I'm with you anyway. Just staying home sick to stay, you know, away from the principal when he does come. I don't think that should raise suspicion or make anyone angry. I think that's a decent move. But you didn't. There wasn't something that you knew you'd done that made someone angry, and then that kid said,
"Well,
I'm
going
to ask everyone to sign this thing." Like that last catalyst, like, oh, man, right before I left, I did
call. I don't remember anything, but I mean, you know, I think the catalyst was I didn't show up to take my beating.
Okay, so that was it.
I think, but they clearly didn't like me before that, but, you know, I walked in, and there was two pages, and or I don't know, maybe more.
And
I also got a progress letter that same year that said I was a terrible kid, and it was signed by every teacher.
Some That's teachers, not what it said.
It was basically like, honestly, like that was it. Like the gist of it was that I'm a disruption, a distraction, you know, not respectful, you know, a real problem for, you know, the elementary school. And it was signed by every teacher I didn't have. Teachers I didn't know.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why a
like
teacher
kindergarten teacher signing it like it was a yearbook, like up at top.
The worst yearbook signing
Honest
ever.
Honest to God, I had to bring it home. And it was really like signed by like teachers I'd never heard of, you know, signed it up in the corner. Like it may have been, they might as well just said like, enjoy your summer.
That would have made my mom mad. Like
oh,
at the
man.
School. Not at me. That would have made my mom. If all the teachers signed it like that, my mom would have been pissed.
Well,
I got in trouble a lot, but and it was always that
I
same
just said
stuff,
like, I gave it to my dad.
What about the everyone hates me? Did you tell your parents about that?
No, I was embarrassed.
Right, of course. You have to hide that.
Yeah, no. They were like, how's your day? Fine.
It's great.
Fine, yeah.
Yep. Everything's good. You know, make any new friends.
Well, thank God. I'm not one of those people who says, you know, the younger days were better or any of that stuff. I don't believe all that. But I will say thank God there was no social media. So at least I got home and, like, I had friends who were a couple grades older than me who didn't even know that it happened.
Yeah.
And I just hung out with them.
Yeah. You know. Well, and you had Scotty, the KISS fan. He wasn't mad at you, was he?
He lived next door to my grandma.
Oh.
I only saw him on the weekends.
That. Always forget that. I always think he's living right there
Scotty,
across the street.
Yeah, he liked KISS a lot.
Wearing his KISS t-shirt. I always think you guys rode the bus together.
No.
Yeah, the note from the kids saying that they hate you, that is absolutely, you have to hide that from your parents. If your parents find out about that when you're a kid, you just know that now they know.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. You've let them down.
Yeah.
More than anything, and I don't know why, it's just embarrassing.
It's super embarrassing. Just
like I don't want to hand this to my dad and have him see that everyone dislikes me. Like, and I don't know why. Like, when I look back at it now, I'm still like, if I see my kids upset or something, like, what's wrong? Because I know, like, there's a chance something happened and they're just embarrassed to tell me. I don't know why that relationship is between parents and kids. Like, why you would be embarrassed to tell me that, but... It's just a natural thing. I don't really get it.
Just is.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. They don't do a good job of portraying that in the movies either. You know, like when someone gets beat up, maybe they're embarrassed at school, but the real embarrassment, I can get beat up at school.
Yeah.
That's fine. What I can't do is come home and tell my parents that I'm the kid who's getting beat up at school.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like your dad didn't want to raise a dork.
Right. This is his biggest fear, that you turn out
right,
like
then
this.
You're like, Dad, I'm a dork. It's the worst.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Don't tell him you'll tease his anus like that.
No. That was off the air.
All right.
No, on Twitch. If you want to watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Oh, you get the unedited version.
Yeah. I saw this thing online, and it was about, you probably saw it too, because I know we, you know, hang out in the same corners of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about
Cam Soda.
Cam Soda.
Have you been back there?
It's mostly where I've been when I haven't been here.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've spent some time on Cam Soda.
It got me, it kind of...
If people don't know what Cam Soda is, it's a live sex cam thing. But the only reason why we heard about it the other day is because that pole vaulter who knocked the bar over with his wiener...
The French guy.
He got offered $250,000 to be on a website called Cam Soda. I'd never heard to it. I went to it and... Not only am I a fan, I'm the president.
Right. Not only a user, I'm the CEO. As if there's a shortage of campsites, by the way. I don't know
what Cam Soda was.
I know. It's probably no different than any other campsite, but I think it's just we hadn't thought about it in a while.
No,
you know?
I like
they're
it.
Like, oh, wait, what is Cam Soda? Let me see.
I like the name, too.
Yeah. So we looked at it, and we were like, oh, and yeah. It became bookmarked, and it's taken up a lot of our free time.
I'm not going there now.
But that's not where I saw this thing.
Because I stopped listening.
To
you.
Oh, on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, I become really despondent.
Yeah, you got to not look at work. That's the rule. This was not from Cam Soda. It was from Reddit. but they were talking about what things that women should know about men, and I was just going through there, and I'm sorry, but they spend
most of their time on Cam Soda.
You could add that. I saw something that I thought Lazo had added. I was like, this is him. It's something we had just talked about. I was like, oh, he kind of...
Things women should know about men.
And then the comment turned the other way, and I was like, oh, this is definitely not him. And as I scrolled through, I just thought, God, speaking of Lazo, I cannot imagine how just kind of red pill and angry he would be. It's not even red pill. Just old, you would feel, seeing the responses to these things.
So you're going to get upset. Gonna get me angry?
I kind of got angry too, though, in all fairness. And usually I'm
but you're like, I can't wait to see him
but
angry?
I can't wait to see Lazo respond to
I'll
this
I'll get
stuff.
Angry next, apparently.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Lazo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. Okay, so the question, it was one of these things, which I've seen before, but it was... men, what is something that women need to know about you guys?
Okay, women, sexually. What do they need to know about men? Oh, sexually?
Sexually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are some things? And then, of course, it always ends up, they do the reverse version of that. There were several versions of this, but you didn't see it?
No.
Because I saw that it was popular a couple days ago, and I figured a lot of times when I show you those, you've taken a look at them already. So, as I was looking through some of the responses to this, I just thought, man, this I got to share this with Lazo because... It's gonna. I think it's gonna.
Grab me some whiskey over there.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Before the whiskey, you do have a bottle of
Chambord. You know what? Let's save that.
What? No. Yesterday you got lucky and you had the first drink. Come on. Look, it's got a little tab on it.
A big bottle of Chambord.
It's
seems
not a
odd.
Big bottle. Who calls
it's
that a big bottle?
Funky bottle.
It's a little shot bottle. Look at that.
There you go. You can see it if you're on our Twitch stream. There.
That's the fanciest thing you got in there. Now, if you're good...
This is going to be disgusting.
If you're good and you finish that, then you can have some of these other things. But just start with that. I'm excited to see how this goes. I would say, what is that? Two shots or three shots? It is a big bottle. I mean, it's bigger than a regular shot bottle. But I was thinking maybe it's because it was like wine of some sort, or I don't know what it is.
Actually not bad.
What was it?
Chambord.
Oh, well, I know that, but what did it taste like?
Some sort of fruity, winey
like a liqueur?
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's probably got
like
the same
liqueur,
amount of alcohol
probably.
As a regular shot. That's why it's in a bigger bottle. It's probably got low alcohol content.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so...
I'm going to start drinking that all the time.
I don't remember who got that for you, but somebody got that for you. It was in that bag of goodies there. You got a few of those left, so pace yourself. So, men, what is something that women should know about you sexually? And like I say, as I looked through some of these answers, I thought, I got to show this to Lazo because I think this is going to upset him. So, one of the most common responses that I saw on here was from guys. There must be a lot of guys with performance problems, performance anxiety problems, because that is some version of this answer is extremely common. Yeah. I thought mine was performance anxiety. Once it got more consistent, I think it's just age. And by the way, the medication, like, you know, the actual prescription medications, not the ones that I was buying at the gas station.
Yeah.
But the prescription, holy crap.
They work?
It works perfectly. I mean, it's weird. You don't feel any different, right? It's not like it makes you feel like you want to have sex more. You feel the same. So you're thinking like, well.
But just when you want to have sex, it works?
It just works. It just works.
If you don't want to have sex, does it still work?
If you don't have sex, then you don't feel any different. So it doesn't matter.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
It's crazy. But so there's a lot of guys talking about, you know, women. You need to know that we can't control what goes on down there. So you shouldn't think that just because something isn't working, that means that we're not into you. And I thought, okay.
Or maybe.
Exactly. Maybe. And I think women know that, though. I think they know that probably sometimes it can be an actual hardware malfunction. But I think that sometimes they wonder, is that what's going on, though, or is it me? And I don't think that's that crazy to wonder, like, well, you know, they're saying that it's not me. And, of course, I know that it's possible. I've seen the commercials on TV. I'm sure that he could have some sort of medical thing. But it's also possible that it's me. And he's not going to tell me.
It's probably not you, though. Just let me tell you that.
That's
I'm
nice going to
say you. 95% of the time it's not you. Because, you know,
that's
friction.
Nice
friction.
Well, okay, well,
you know,
that.
Like, if we're at that point, I'm not like, oh, she's not hot. Like, that's rarely.
Well, what if
that's never happened to me. It's never happened to me where I've been in a situation where I thought that this isn't going to work because I'm not attracted to you.
It will work
if I'm not attracted to you. It doesn't matter. It will work if I just rub it against a car door.
Yeah, Laszlo once said, no man has ever said no to sex. It was just like off the air. We got into this debate, and he's like, no one's going to say it because no guy has ever said no to sex. And I was like, I think they have.
Well,
tried to get out of sex because they said they had a headache. Or whatever.
No guy was like, oh, I don't feel like it. I don't. I mean, maybe if you were, you had diarrhea or something, you're so sick and puking. But
like making up an excuse.
Other than that, you're just like, oh, I'm too tired. Like, come on.
Yeah, but guys do that.
Maybe at that point, if you hate the person you're with, you just don't want to be in the same room with them. But these are outlier situations. Very rarely. Very rarely.
See what I'm talking about? No, but what if you've been with this person for a really long time, and then it doesn't work? I mean, then it's possible that the person's bored, right?
Maybe after you've already had it once. So, like, if you had sex, and then they're like, do you want to have it again? And then you're like, I can't. That's a real thing.
Well, yeah.
But if I'm just sitting on the couch with you and you're like, you want to have sex? I'm like, no, I'm watching the game. And then you touch my wiener. My wiener's going to be like, yeah, hit pause, bro. We have capability to catch up in a minute. Like, it's not, I'm never going to be like, no. Unless it's, I've already had it.
Learning so much about you, it's possible if you're already done and you just had sex, then it's possible that maybe, the second time around might not.
When I was younger, the second time around, that was auto too. But now as I'm older,
yeah, that was never a thing for me. I wish I could, but that was never a thing.
I'm tired
for me.
Or I don't want to be here. You know what I mean? But
so this is where I thought I found you, Laszlo.
Mm-hmm.
Responding to this, things that women need to know about men sexually. And this person said, we don't like it when you use sex as a reward system.
Yeah, don't do that.
It is not a prize.
No.
Do not treat it like it is some sort of a treat, or like sex with me is a chore.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay.
That's perfect.
That's exactly what we had just talked about, right?
Yes. Like, don't do that. I would want to think that you would want to have it as much as I would want to, that you're into me as much as I'm into you. So when you're like, do the dishes, and then you get to have sex with me, like, who gave you that rank?
Okay, so maybe you would agree then, because I thought this was the part where he might lose you a little bit, is he says, I want you to want it because you like it just as much as me. I want you to want it. Okay. I thought I could see you being like,
that's not
as important. But.
Well, that's not as important, but it still is. The idea is like you are gifting me the use of your vagina.
Right.
Like, okay.
It's like a pizza party.
It's not that special. Right. It's a pizza party. It's a work pizza party. It's exactly what it is. If you do everything I want, I'll let you have sex with me. Well, thanks.
So this was the third highest answer to this question. Men want to feel loved, too. We want to feel loved, too. Now, maybe that's like saying...
That's a sexual question?
Something that you should know about us sexually.
Well, what does love have to do with sex?
Men want to...
What does that have to do? They're not the same thing.
Well, some people call it making love.
Well, I think I just said I have my car door. I don't love my car door.
Right. I got you.
But sex and love are completely different things. People need to learn to compartmentalize better.
It was the third most popular answer. You need to make me feel loved, too.
Guys on the internet, man, you make me want to puke. 90% of you are liars, and the other 10% are idiots. That's when you go home, you're like, I just want to feel loved. Really?
Yeah, I want you to make me feel loved.
You didn't have a father.
I mean, there could be.
A lot of that.
It's an age thing, and then, that's probably part
of
it.
Come on,
I can't imagine hearing
I just need
guy
to feel loved.
In his 40s or 50s or 60s saying that, Make me feel loved, too. I just can't. Maybe he's thinking it. I don't know. But it's a weird thing to say.
I don't need you to make me feel loved.
The next one is.
Do you?
I don't think so. No, I mean, I guess maybe that person.
It'd be nice to know that you liked me.
We share
things in common, but you don't have to be. I don't know. I don't even know how you would make me feel loved. But you don't have to. Whatever it is, you don't have to do it. Don't worry about it.
No,
I'm good.
I think I take it to where we were earlier, which is where you said, I want you to want to do this. I want you to be somewhat
into
it.
And at the very least, don't use your vagina as a weapon.
Yeah.
To make me then, like, it's like a bargaining tool.
But you don't have to make
me feel
loved.
You're using your vagina like you're a terrorist. It is. Like, your vagina now, you're a terrorist. I don't negotiate with terrorists. You're like, do the dishes, vacuum, make me dinner, make more money, and then every 15th of the month, you can have sex with me. Like,
And your birthday.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't negotiate with terrorists.
The next one is men want to be seduced, too. Now, look, I mean, it's pretty easy to seduce a man, but they
that's a
men,
thing.
Men
want to
be seduced, too.
I would say that's true. It ain't going to take much. Like, don't.
Well, this person said, don't take it for granted that I'm always that we're always just ready to go at the drop of a hat. Sometimes we need a little foreplay. Sometimes I want to be the pillow princess.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Jesus Christ, man. I know you're using an anonymous handle there on Twitter, but like after you're about to hit send, you still know you typed that. Like you literally know you said it. You said it.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. I just want to be cherished.
I've only got time for one more here, but I want
to. I'd like to do more. I'd like to do more. We could follow up.
You want me to?
We'll do this one. If there's more, I'd like to hear them next.
Okay.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Right. So more of these things.
Yeah, we got some more coming up here.
And men are telling women that. They should know about them.
Yeah, men are telling women that they should know about them. And I'm glad that you're going to dedicate some more time to it, because there are some really good ones.
Right.
Perhaps actually some of my favorites. Is there one that you have before we do it?
That women should know?
Yeah, what would be your thing that women should know? I'm just curious. And then we'll come back and
go
through the rest of these.
Well, I'll have to kick it around. I haven't.
I didn't know if there was one that just stands out.
That I have a magic shower?
Okay, well, is that something that they should know, I guess, about you personally?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It is probably
so.
Best
if you
to
spend the night
beforehand.
In the morning, I have this thing in my house. It's amazing. I get in the shower, you disappear. And apparently, I told that to someone one time. They said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm getting ready to go get in the shower." And they said, "Oh, okay." And I said, "Crazy thing is, I have a magic shower." And they said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I get in it, you disappear." And they apparently got mad at me, never came over again. But I thought it was, you know.
So it worked.
Right, perfectly.
I mean, that's like really, really
that's impressive.
That's amazing. Well, we'll go through some more of these here in just a minute.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
All right, I'm Laszlo. That's some fast snow cone in the other room. You can reach us. Go to our twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. You can always text us at 913-586-7989. Right?
Yep.
There you go.
So we were talking about things that men wish women knew about us sexually.
Sure.
Right? So I can't remember where exactly we left off. I think, did I get to this one? The guy saying communication is sexy. We want you to know that, ladies, communication is sexy. Now, hold on. He's saying, tell us what you like and don't like. Communication is very sexy.
Okay.
So that, you know what? It sounds a little...
Communication is sexy.
That's a bad way to put it.
It could is important, but right. It's not sexy.
Right, that's ridiculous. But you could say, like, it probably wouldn't hurt if you told us sometimes what works and what doesn't. We don't know how this works, right?
I don't care.
If that's the kind of communication he's talking about, then, yeah, Laszlo doesn't care.
No.
But some people might, especially if they're just, you know... trying to get through it, man. Like, let's make this work. Okay, let's see. The next one is one that I actually thought you would agree
with. I can't
believe
that lady called me sexist on Facebook today either.
I know.
I hope she's listening right now and finds out how open-minded I am.
Exactly.
And female-friendly. I'm a feminist.
Yeah, I think you are.
I believe me to be.
You're second-wave feminist, I don't know the waves. I think you're a second-wave feminist. The next one says that... Okay, ladies, what we'd like you to know, and I don't know exactly why this is sexual.
Like Poncho said, he doesn't know. He had sex with a deaf mute chick once, still sexy.
Yeah. I mean, sexy, guys. That's it. Now, if she probably had some way to communicate with you, yeah, tap on your head, whatever. But still, this guy says, look, if we don't message you constantly or text you constantly, it's not because we don't like you. It's because we're either secure in the relationship or we're just... busy. We don't feel like we need to text all that often. That's not really a sexual thing.
No.
I guess he's saying, like, after sex, he must have had a lot of ladies get upset with him that he didn't text him. After sex. But that one, I think, is fair. I just don't know that it's sexual. So the next most popular one was this. Men should be able to say no to sex without it turning into a three-hour argument. So here's, you know, these guys that you thought didn't exist. We should be able to say no to sex without it turning into a three-hour argument. It's a tough one. You've apparently never said no to sex that you can think of.
No, I mean, again, maybe if I've just had it.
Right, but...
But any other time, no.
Like with the same person, you mean? Just had it with the... Yeah.
Well, yeah, if another person shows up, I'm good to go.
Exactly, okay.
I mean, let's not be crazy.
That's what I thought.
If someone laughed and then somebody else is like, hey, I'd be like, yes, of course. Well, the same person, you know, sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah, so for the guys, so you've never had to deal with this, but for the guys who don't feel like it sometimes, you need to say no. They'd like to be able to say no without it turning into a three-hour argument. I don't know how you do that. I don't know what the answer to that is. And Lazo can't help because he's never said no.
Have you?
I said no to sex? Yeah. Well, I just told you. I mean, now I take meds, so, you know, that helps.
Okay, but you weren't saying no. It just didn't work. You never said, I'm busy. Really?
There were times when I was like, I don't feel good. Yeah, stuff like
and
that.
And you really felt fine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's totally different for me. I mean, just being talking with you over the years, and I realize how different sex is for everyone, and it's just, it totally varies person by person. But, yeah, I've said no. I mean, Snowcon, have you ever said no before?
Because they didn't show him that they loved him. There wasn't enough communication. He just needed to be a pillow princess for a minute. Like, don't ask him. I know he has. Sometimes I put a little bit more faith in you.
Well, I saw one of his answers on here. It was the next one. It said, ladies, we like being kissed on the neck just as much as you do.
Okay.
It's true.
No, okay, just as much. So
well,
if a woman kisses you on the neck, when a woman kisses you on the neck, you go, oh, is
no,
that what you do?
Don't do
okay,
that.
Well, then I don't think you like it as much as she does,
no,
right?
She may be lying about that. We
she
don't
could
know.
Be. She could be.
Yeah.
But there's obviously then some
but
idea
don't
there.
But make that sound if it's the back of his neck.
Yes, that's true.
If you push all the right buttons.
Believe me.
Right. Man, Spencer was really just, he just kept posting on here. Because the next one says, ladies, we want to be little spoons sometimes too.
Absolutely.
What is it? That's a joke, right?
No.
What does that mean? Why do you want to be little spoon?
You just want to be held?
Yeah.
You really would say
I like being little spoon.
You just want to be held.
I say I want to be held. I like being little spoon.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, I like them.
You like them to hold you?
Against my back, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
I thought this person was joking, but the responses seemed legitimate that they're saying, yeah, we like, it's nice to be little spoon.
It is nice.
If your girlfriend or wife doesn't let you do little spoon, you're missing out. And I was like, I thought this was a joke at first, but I was trying to think what it is. Like, if your arm gets uncomfortable, I could see that. If you're saying, hey, you always get the good spot on the couch because I got to hold you up here. And then, okay, maybe, but no, they're saying they want to be held. I guess.
Yeah.
I've never just said, have you ever said, I just want to be held?
No.
But have you thought it?
No, I thought I like being a little spoon.
Because you like being held like that.
Sure, but I never just flat out said I want to be held.
But you've thought it.
I thought I want to be a little spoon.
Yeah. So you've thought, it's gone to your head, I just wish you would open.
That's not...
Yes.
That's just not a
if
thought
you
that
be
came
little
into my head.
If you want to be
no,
a little spoon...
because you're adding the, I just wish you would hold me. No, it's like, I like being
a little
spoon.
The act of little spoon is being held.
I know, right. But I'm not thinking to myself, I just wish I could be held.
No, you're just using a different term for being held.
Just being one, I wish I could be a little spoon.
Right.
Which leads to being held.
Yeah. But yeah. It's not even I wish, like I'm longing for it. It's just it feels good when it happens.
Right, but it's not because you get your favorite side of the bed. It's because she's holding you. That's what you said.
Yeah,
so,
it feels good.
Yeah. I mean, here, look, Laszlo, this is the next answer on here.
I don't get it, man.
This is the next answer.
I know, he's so tough, but it feels
well,
good.
Well, it has nothing to do with being tough. It's just I don't understand, being held.
I want
to be held. I know. Look, you don't have to say to everybody else in the world is tough just because you're weak. It's not me. Like, that's just, oh, you're so tough. No, I just don't know a lot of dudes who want to be held.
I didn't. I would have almost gone down that road, like the Lazo road, and said before this conversation, being held is not a thing guys long for.
I don't know a lot of guys who want to cuddle.
That's what I mean. Like that's not something
I just
that,
wish we
got,
could
that the guys are looking for.
Can we just watch the game and cuddle?
It's a part of the compromise of relationships, right?
Yes,
that's,
of course.
That's what it is.
Okay.
And that maybe you like that she... I don't know.
Guys, listen out.
The next one here, this person said, women need to know that men like non-sexual physical touch and need that non-sexual physical touch just as much as women.
What is it?
I guess holding hands, being the little spoon, rubbing your shoulders. I don't know. But he was very careful to put in non-sexual.
Every touch from a woman is sexual to me.
Well... That's going to get you in some trouble.
Like if she holds my hand and I'm thinking sex.
What if she shakes it?
Well, just I'm thinking it, but I know that it's inappropriate.
His hand?
Yeah, shaking his hand.
Okay.
Yeah, but if she shakes my hand, like, hi, nice to meet you, I think your hand feels good. It's sexual nature to me. I know I can't act on it. It's inappropriate. But
you shouldn't say it. Honestly,
I can't stop.
You say
it. Well, no, I shouldn't be like, hey, thanks for shaking my hand.
Just shook our boss's hand two minutes ago before we came in here. Now you're saying this.
Intrusive thoughts. I can't get rid of them. Hey, shake my hand. I'm horny.
I think that is a pretty good response to we like non-sexual physical touch as much. No, dude, the touch is sexual. When a woman puts her hand on your leg or on your arm.
Me?
I mean, that's, you know...
Comes up and puts her hand on your shoulder or
but
something?
But it does feel sexual. And I say it's great. I love it. But it's because it does feel sexual. I guess maybe I would think that for women, it also in some way feels sexual. But maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. I do like it when women... It's great when women do those things. Especially when you're just meeting each other. You know, it's great. But it is sexual in nature. Putting their hand in a familiar spot there, you know, getting comfortable enough to touch you. It feels great, but it's because it's, I'm thinking.
There's anything, if you're sitting in a chair and a woman's leg hits your leg, you're like, God damn.
Jesus.
Morning. Just
sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
You're just having a meeting at work.
Yeah.
And everyone's crowded around the table there, and a woman's leg just bumps into your leg.
Yeah.
You think, God.
I think, God damn. That felt good.
Next one. These are real. I did not make these up. This is what guys were saying, and other guys were agreeing with them. We like being treated like a prince and being romanced just as much as you like being treated like a princess and being romanced. I'm serious. I didn't make it up. That's what the next one said. Being treated like a prince. I've never even heard that before.
That one's too far.
I've never even heard that. Never heard someone say, I want to be treated like a prince. That's not something. It is pretty ridiculous, being treated like a prince. That's not a thing people say. That's not a thing... People think I want to be treated like a prince.
I want to be treated like a princess. So it's the same thing,
right? But you're saying it for men. I just never heard a guy say that before.
I never heard a guy say I want to be held either. But today it happened.
Yeah, wanted to be Little Spoon. I just got to give you the
okay,
last one.
Okay, tough guy. You just don't want to be Little Spoon. You're so tough. Like just
what?
Oh, sure.
So
I'm sure you're not a pillow princess.
Yeah. Nobody's doing CrossFit here. We're just not bitches.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. All right.
We're going to do the news coming up.
It's very exciting.
Your last round of news to get you through the weekend, because I know you don't like doing this, but you got to be a little bit informed, just in case you socialize with anyone over the weekend. It's good to know this stuff. We got plenty to talk about, too. I mean, a death during the games, that's kind of crazy, right? Did you see that news? Drowning?
Oh, during the CrossFit games?
Yeah.
What?
I was trying to make it sound like maybe there was a death at the Olympics.
Oh, like the Olympics, and then people would tune in for it?
Yeah, they'd be like, death at the Olympics, and then they find out. Not that his life is any less valuable, just that...
He's not an Olympiad, so it doesn't matter?
No, that's exactly what I was trying not to say.
No, it sounds like you were trying to make it sound important.
It would be a bigger news story if it was the Olympics,
because, you know, but the people matter more.
It was the CrossFit Games.
Well, I just call him a garbage person like you called people yesterday.
I didn't call... I called a garbage man. A garbage person yesterday, because I didn't know what the
not
proper...
Not a garbage person, he's a human.
He's a human, okay? For a living, he collects garbage. He's in sanitation.
He's not a garbage person.
That out. Okay, we got that. I won't call those people garbage people anymore. It's all in how you say it. It's about the inflection. You said he's a garbage person. No, I said a garbage person. You know, the person who collects garbage. I mean, we'll do the news next.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Hey, I want to let you know we got a text. We have a text line. 913-586-7989. We got one that said, this program is ass.
Boom.
So, you know, people starting to, you know, chime in with how much they dislike us, which that's, you know, that's the fun part. Here's another one. This show sucks.
Yeah, but that's not what we were asking.
One says loving Laszlo on The Rock. That's good.
There we go. I'll tell you what. If you're going to do that, just give me two nice things for every one negative thing. Could you try and do that? Even if it's just something from you. If you... you just want to say something nice. If you can't find something nice, just, you know, we don't need to read all the negative stuff while we're on the air. We're doing the news. Are you guys ready? I know Laszlo's a bit of a conspiracy theorist, as am I. We all are, right? Everyone's conspiratorial about something.
Sure, everybody's got something they believe to be true, like we didn't land on the moon.
Some of the big news today is about...
OJ's innocent?
Those are yours. The moon, OJ, and... Is that it? Those two? I think those are the two that I associate with Laszlo. He doesn't believe that we landed on the moon and doesn't believe that OJ murdered Nicole. Yeah. Now, whether or not
I got some questions on the vax.
Okay. He's got an RFK shirt now.
I got it. I got the vax. But, you know, I'm not sure it's the right move. How about that? I'm in that 70-30 range. Like, I'll do it. I don't want to die. And it feels like this will keep me from dying, but I'm not sure it was the right move. Like, if they came back to me later and be like, oh, damn, you shouldn't have done that. I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, I had some thoughts. I had some thoughts. So there you go. That's how I feel.
Well, I saw some of the big news this morning is about there's more body cam footage that's been released from the Trump shooting. Remember we were just saying the other day, are we just done talking about the Trump shooting thing? Like that would seem like a big news story. And then it just totally went away. Well, it's back in the news today because there's more body cam footage. Did you guys watch it? Did you see the body cam footage that came out today?
I did not.
Okay. So we heard that the police had been alerted to this kid, the shooter.
Yeah.
And that they were trying to chase him down, that they tried to, you know, they made it sound like he got up on the roof and they're like, well, can't climb up there, so don't know what to do. And then they had a hard time communicating with
civil service. And they said, like, one cop. That's a lot I don't believe. The cop climbed up there and like, oh, he's got a gun and climbed down.
Right. And we were like, okay, well, this just doesn't make any sense. No. Well, now they've released that body cam footage. Laszlo, he climbed up there and the guy had a gun and he was like, whoa.
And then climbed down?
He climbed down. Yeah, I guess because he thought, like, this guy's pointing a gun at me and I'm just walking up over the edge of this thing. He's going to take me out. You know what I mean? I'm just sticking my head over the top of the roof here. Well, I guess you can try and be strategic.
You've got to protect the president.
Well, he's not Secret Service. He's a Butler County... cop or whatever it was. I don't know.
Dude on the roof of a building with a gun and you're a cop and you just went up there.
Look, I get it. I mean, I get what you're saying, but if I'm a cop, it's a little different than being a Secret Service agent. Like,
what are you talking about?
I have to stick my head on the rooftop?
To try to protect the president?
Shouldn't the Secret Service be dealing with this? Also, he tried alerting the Secret Service, but apparently they were using different radio frequencies. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions now about why this took so long. And one of the craziest things is this same cop from this body cam footage, you can hear him saying to one of the other officers, I told the Secret Service, I told them they need to have people over here on this building. I told them they needed to secure this area. This is crazy. So that cop, at least one, had allegedly already warned the Secret Service about that weakness.
This close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. Before you motherfucker came up here, I popped my head up there like an idiot by myself, dude.
That's a cop, bro.
On top of the roof.
Oh, okay.
Are we on the same frequency? I told them they need to post the guys over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told them to post guys over here.
So there you go. I mean, the cop's saying, I told them to post guys over here. I told them they need to do something about this. And then, you want to hear that cop at the beginning again? You didn't know for sure it was a cop.
This close, bro. Dude, he turned around on me. Before you motherfucker came up here, I popped my head up there like an idiot by myself, dude. I was calling out, bro. On top of the roof. Are we in the same frequency?
All right.
That's the guy. So look, he sounds like, you know, he was startled. He climbed the ladder. Someone saw him.
I'm not a cop.
Guy.
Who knows how I'd react? I don't know. It just feels like a cop. If you climb up there, there's a guy with a gun. You should do something about
it. Well, if he's pointed it at you, you know, if you stick your head over the top.
Yeah, well, you don't just get down and then do nothing. Like,
well,
you know, go
yelling.
On the other way. Try to shoot him. Like, I don't know.
He's not doing
I've
nothing.
I've seen movies.
He's yelling. He's yelling. He's cussing. And he's trying to get a hold of the Secret Service. He said he tried radioing them. Or maybe he just said that he put it out over the radio. But I guess that's what he said. Is that he put it out over the radio that there was a guy up there with the gun. But the Secret Service didn't get that information until later because they were on a different frequency. I do think that when we saw those diagrams of the, you know, where the shooting happened and where the rally was, it did seem odd that area wasn't covered. And I, you know, I see why that leads to some conspiracies.
Yeah, sure.
But then that cop saying, I told them, put people over here. You know, they need to have someone on this building. This whole thing's open. I told them that on Tuesday. I believe them. I believe that he told the Secret Service that too.
He was being honest.
He sounds like, frustrated, right?
Yeah.
Like, I told him on Tuesday.
I put my head up there, guy.
he
was telling the truth.
Yeah. I think that he did try and tell them on Tuesday. And for whatever reason, they're like, hey, let us do our job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're Secret Service. You do your job, Butler County deputy or whatever he
was. Yeah, I believe that. We've got it covered. Don't worry about that. I could see that.
it's
condescending
weird.
Guys in suits with headphones on.
Absolutely. Mentioned to you yesterday that in Austria, these ISIS wannabes, is that? I mean, one of them had sworn his allegiance.
Kids joining ISIS.
Yeah, kids joining ISIS. One of them had sworn his allegiance. He was a 19-year-old, 18-year-old, 19-year-old. The 17-year-old, we weren't so sure if he'd pledged his allegiance yet or if he was just ISIS adjacent, ISIS interested, right? Something like that. Now they've got some
more details. By ISIS?
Yeah, right? Curious. ISIS curious. Now they've got some more details, including what the 19-year-old planned on doing. Because I said, what do you think he was planning on doing? Did he want to blow the place up, or did he want to shoot the place up like we've seen a lot of lately?
Right.
Looks like maybe a little
bit of
both.
In his home, they say they found knives, a machete, chemicals to make a bomb, and detonators, along with blue emergency police lights for a car. Police also arrested a 17-year-old who authorities say had recently been hired to provide services at the concert venue, and overnight arrested an 18-year-old Iraqi citizen. Mm-hmm. A senior U.S. law enforcement official told NBC News the U.S. was first to tip off the Austrians about the alleged plot.
Obviously, the safety and security of Americans overseas is our number one priority.
The safety and security of Taylor Swift is your number one priority, right? You got to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
why is the safety and security of U.S. citizens overseas your number one priority?
Should
what
be
about U.S.
here.
Citizens here?
Right.
And then what, your number two? I don't know. It made me feel weird.
Maybe that's his job. I don't know who that was.
Okay,
I didn't
fair enough.
That. So maybe that is his job. But I thought the same thing, but now I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's like, you know, like the CIA doesn't do anything. Maybe this guy's job is just to protect. Maybe he's like a travel cop. I don't know what
right,
his job
I get
is.
What
but
you're
it did,
saying,
it did
right.
sound weird. I thought the same thing. But this guy, the 19-year-old, apparently, I don't know how they know this. Maybe he had a diary. I'm not sure. But he planned on going towards the stage, trying to attack towards the stage, attacking in the crowd. I guess he had a couple of big machetes. She mentioned that in the pictures. You can see him holding these things up. He was going to go in there, try and attack the stage, and then go start attacking the crowd, and then detonate the bomb. So it was all those things. I guess
leave Swifties alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get it. The
I mean, that would have been, if you're looking for a big story, man.
That would have been crazy. Yeah. Well, same with the Trump thing, right?
Yeah,
I still can't believe that bullet came that close to Trump's head. I mean, and just how different everything would be right now if that had happened. That is crazy. Same thing, if you think
I'm glad it didn't. I don't want any of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that sounds bad, and it sounds like something that our parents lived through, or at least, you know, slightly older generation lived through. We haven't really had to deal with that. 9/11, yes. But as far as, like, going and plotting against some sort of official, a high-ranking official or a celebrity, we haven't really had to deal with too much of that. The whole thought of someone taking out the president, I mean, it's talked about.
Although Trump's not the president. We keep
calling him the former president.
But, yeah.
Whatever. But it's still, you know,
not good.
But we haven't had anything like that until that, not since Reagan. Anyway, the thought of taking out Taylor Swift also, I just, you know, sounds bad. I don't have any daughters or anything, but I feel like that would have been bad. And I think the American security expert, I think he's earned the right to strut into that press conference the way he did. Like, yeah, we warned the Austrians. It was us. You know, they're happy that they're the ones who got these guys, and should be, I guess, if it prevented Taylor Swift from getting killed. The Olympics, snow cone, yeah, I need your tech. The gold medal count is razor thin. So I don't know where we are right now. I saw some sort of projection that said, you know, the United States should be able to hold their gold medal lead until the end, but it's close.
We're behind now. China has 32, we have 31.
Oh, damn. I told you it was close. Well,
I'm rooting for China.
I know you are.
Jesus.
He's on TikTok all the time. He's totally into Chinese
TikTok.
Olympics now. Noah Lyles.
I like Chinese food. I like everything about China.
Noah Lyles, the sprinter.
Yeah, he lost.
Yeah, well, he did win a gold in the whatever.
Yeah, but he lost his,
and
I
then he won a bronze in the 200, but it turns out he had COVID. And if you watch that race, the announcers thought that something was wrong with him. They already knew he had asthma.
When he lost?
They were saying, is something wrong with him when he got bronze or whatever? Yeah. In the, did I say 400? 200, I think. Anyhow, he was there, you know, gasping for air, and I would have just thought, since he's asthmatic, that, okay, well, he's having an asthma attack.
I would have just thought it's a long way to run.
And it's a long way to run, that too. But they'd been seeing him wear masks and stuff, so I guess there had been suspicions that he had COVID. He did have COVID, and it turns out you're allowed to compete in the Olympics with COVID. So I learned that. I don't know. I totally said maybe not.
Lyles announcing overnight this will be the end of his 2024 Olympic journey. After he snagged bronze in a dramatic 200 despite being sick.
He is on the floor because he has just emptied.
I'm wondering if he is 100% healthy.
Empty.
He's
got no breath.
He's been wearing a mask the last few days, and he looks like he is struggling to breathe.
It's taking its toll for sure, but I've never been more proud of myself.
He's never been more proud of himself.
There you go. Good job, Noah.
With COVID. So I guess maybe you're not supposed to be in the Olympic Village with COVID, but as long as you're just out there competing, I guess it's okay to have COVID. So things have changed.
I told you.
You're outside, right? You told me what?
I know.
Hand me some literature, bro. I'll take a look at it on the break.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Did you ever big spoon him?
Snow cone?
Yeah.
No, his back is really hairy. Which I know some people are into, but it's just not my thing.
It is. I forgot about that.
Yep. He's very masculine. A lot of testosterone, but those hair wings. Because they do. They're shaped just like angel wings.
Yeah.
For Christmas, last year or his birthday, I don't remember which because they're both right around the same time. So, you know, he just gets the one gift is all, if he gets anything at all. I was going to get him one of these back shavers, but I thought he might think that I was being a little too serious then. Mm. I was busting his balls too much. I didn't want to make him insecure about the hair wings any more than he already was. If he was. I don't know if he was. He might like them.
Yeah, I don't really care either way.
Like, if a girl is, you just met this person. You haven't been intimate yet. If she's about to either see you with your shirt off for your first time, or maybe she's about to put her hand and kind of, you know, rub your back. Do you tell her first? Do you say, like, I have a really hairy back? Or do you don't? Okay.
No. I'm sure they figure it out.
Yeah, and I don't care.
I just didn't know. You know, trying to put myself in your shoes, if that's the kind of thing where I'd go, like, hey, you know. Or if I think maybe you make a big deal out of it, then it's like there's something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, right? There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean,
so just
fine.
The first girl I ever kissed,
she had a hairy back?
No, she had hairy arms.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were at the movie theater, and I reached over, and I put my hand on her arm. And I started to rub her arm, and I swear to God.
Like Italian? Or
I thought it was my buddy. I thought he'd switch seats, like as a prank. And I looked over, and she looks up at me with her braces, you know, and she goes, sorry, I have really hairy arms. And I'm like, that's okay.
Oh,
but in that moment, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ.
So you didn't even notice? Like, I didn't notice.
I definitely noticed. Yeah. I mean, I probably did say something like, it seems normal to me. Yeah. But I don't know. Actually, I may not have tried to pull that off because it wouldn't have sounded believable. So they were really, really hairy arms. And so then when we kissed, it was my first French kiss.
Nice.
And I felt like it just, I know it was in my head, but it seemed like her tongue was hairy.
What?
It really did. I swear. Well,
there's some disease where you get a hairy tongue, so it's possible.
It seemed like her tongue was
hairy. I've read it before.
But her arms, I mean, it was thick hair. Like, you see, I've got hair on my arms.
Like
it would have been
Tony Soprano arms.
Like Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, like really, really thick hair. And, I mean, you just felt it. It was coarse. And, again, nothing wrong with that. It just was a bit of a surprise.
Did you?
Did you catch that snow cone? No, I did not. I did not. I was excited to be making out with her. It was the first time making out, but I was maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it was a good thing that she had the hairy arms and the kiss, because then I didn't do what Laszlo just said, you know? In junior high, I probably
I almost did just now.
Yeah, just thinking about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She
get over here with that hairy tongue.
She dumped me after that.
Listen,
so.
Gabby.
The garbage games. Or not the garbage games. Damn it. The CrossFit games.
Yeah, that dude died, man. That was sad.
Okay.
I know we're joking about it, but man, that's horrifying.
Why? So they've got the boat out there with the lifeguard. What are you doing?
I don't know.
They act like they're ready for this. So the CrossFit games, which we were just talking about the other day, because artificial intelligence was saying something about how the CrossFit games is the most equal between men and women. Like, it has the smallest gap. I don't know if they were talking about pay gap or just, you know, world records. But anyhow, apparently they go on at the same time as the Olympics, or at least they are this time around. And they were doing this, you know, it's like a big, I've never watched it, but it seems like the whole thing is a big triathlon. You do, every athlete is doing multiple things, right? Is that how it works? I think there's a swimming portion, a running, a weightlifting. I think that they were all, I don't know. I haven't watched it. I just saw it on the news when they were talking about the Serbian guy who drowned. He was on the swimming portion of his competition, at least. He goes under. There's other athletes who say, like, hey, this guy's under. And they have a boat that they showed on the news that was, you know, a CrossFit boat that had lifeguards on it. But I guess they just couldn't get to him in time. I don't know. Maybe maybe that could happen in the Olympics too. It just seems like they would have, they should have somebody closer.
Well, they do it in a pool at the Olympics.
Well, they do surfing in the ocean and stuff like that. Yeah, it seems like somebody should be able to get to him, but maybe not. Maybe it's just a freak accident.
The 28-year-old was near the end of the event's swimming portion when he went under.
He was trying to get his head out of the water, and it was at that time that we started screaming to the lifeguard, like, he needs help.
We had our dive teams come out. We had our arson investigators come out with their drones, and we were ultimately able to bring that body out of the water.
The grueling competition is a days-long triathlon-style event that involves intense weightlifting, a 3.5-hour run, and an 800-meter swim, attracting athletes from all over the world.
Okay, now, I don't know.
That sounds tiring.
It does. It sounds horrible. Horrible. Not fun at all.
Like punishment.
I don't know if this is how they do it or not, but the article I read this morning sort of implied, they didn't explicitly say it, that this swim is at the end. And I'm thinking, if you're doing these other things, start with the swim. That way, if you get tired, you know, I mean, don't put the swim at the end. If that's what they did, and I don't know how it worked, but if they have to do multiple things, I would just start with the swim, you know? But yeah, that's bad. I'm guessing someone will probably get sued, right?
Well, I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works either.
Sure, sign a waiver or something.
Yeah, but people sign waivers all the time and they still sue, right? I saw a lady this morning. There's very few details when I saw this. I think it was it had just happened this morning. A woman at Chicago O'Hare got on the luggage carousel where it says,
I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what happened. She died.
She got ground up.
How?
Like she got pulled into the gears and stuff is what I don't know.
There's
the guy
gears
this morning,
on those things.
Well, he made it sound
like
she got.
I understand, but when your luggage get ground up, then
maybe I don't know where she got. You know what? I guess I don't know how she died. The details were still pretty thin this morning, and they were like out reporting live in front of the airport. They didn't have a name or any of that stuff. They just said that they found her and she was dead. I thought I saw something about them saying that she was stuck in the gears, but maybe I'm dreaming that now. I don't know. Let's see what the guy said.
The initial call came in as a report of someone pinned in machinery.
Pinned in machinery.
Once paramedics arrived, they realized there was nothing they could do.
O'Hare just requested an ET. They had someone try to go up the bag conveyor belt, and they got stuck and entangled themselves, and they're DOA now.
Entangled themselves. Okay, so pinned in the machinery, entangled themselves.
How did they die on one of those things?
But maybe that meant that maybe they got pinned in machinery. Maybe they got carried up to the top of the thing. Doesn't that luggage belt take the luggage and then drop it onto the pile?
I don't know how you would die, though.
I don't either.
I mean, obviously it happened. I just would have never thought.
No.
I thought you got on that thing and rode it all the way. You just keep riding around in circles.
Eventually you come back out. Yeah. You just do it again. Well, there's videos online of kids that run away because their parents don't see them, and they jump up on the conveyor belt and they go in a thing, and then they have to go I know there's at least one video of a kid doing that, and you see all the security cameras that catch him at every corner.
Okay.
And they eventually go pick him up. You've never seen that one before? I mean, he's probably he's a toddler, but yeah, he didn't die. I don't know. And if this lady was getting close to a spot
up your luggage, how could it hurt you? That's what I understand. So where'd she get stuck?
Right. And if she was getting to a point where it was gonna pull her body into some, you know, area that she was gonna get stuck, couldn't she have I see those videos of the industrial or workplace accidents, most of them happening in other countries where people are getting caught in machines, and
I don't want to see that.
My brother sends me a lot of those. You don't?
No.
You know, I always wonder, should I send this to Lazo?
No,
I really do. I wonder if he would appreciate this or
I'm good.
I'm not laughing at these people, by the way. It's like just a good reminder to be safe out there. Don't get on the luggage carousel. You're right. You know what? When they said that she died and that she got caught in the machinery, I was just like, yeah, of course. I don't know why. I just thought, yeah, she probably...
I just can't imagine how you do it. I mean, your luggage goes around and around and around. Like, you sit out there and you miss your luggage. It comes back. It didn't go through some grinder or something.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
You got one shot at it, and if not, then we just destroy it. That's the way it goes.
Right.
I don't understand what happened.
Yeah. No, you're right. I don't understand either.
I'm always right.
I mean, if it's that easy to die, they might need to make it a little more secure. Also, why was she on there, though? She's an adult.
She was in there like 2:20 in the morning or something?
Well, she could have had overnight flight or something.
I guess, but...
Well, you just thought maybe she was like wasn't even flying anywhere. She'd just been drinking and decided to
maybe
come to the airport.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She could have been at the airport, but, you know, anything that happens a little shy before or after 2 a.m., I think, all right.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Snow Cone or somebody mentioned the other day that the Fugees, they canceled their tour, Lazo. You know, and I know that you were excited about that. But they canceled their tour, and when they canceled, everyone, the Fugees.
Oh.
You know the Fugees, right? Lauryn Hill, Wyclef.
One time.
Yeah. So they canceled the tour, and of course, everybody was going, of course, we knew it. We knew it would happen. Lauryn Hill, she's
mean
or crazy or unreliable or whatever. Lauryn Hill says that that's not true and that they canceled the tour due to low ticket sales, and they blame the low ticket sales on all these clickbait articles basically saying, hey, don't buy tickets to the show because it'll just end up getting canceled.
Oh, right.
Which is an interesting chicken or egg sort of thing, right? So she's saying, no, it's due to low ticket sales, which usually artists deny that. Usually, yeah, artists say,
sick or
oh,
something.
I got sick. Oh, like this Aerosmith thing. I don't know what happened. Maybe he hurt himself. Maybe anytime I see a tour get canceled and they say that someone wasn't feeling well or injured, I think, I wonder if they had low ticket sales somewhere.
I agree.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So for her to come out and say, look, it's because we weren't selling any tickets because you guys didn't buy tickets.
It's like, well, no, they were right.
You guys said that we canceled the show. So you know what? Fine. We're canceling the show.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Hey, did you see Chichi Rodriguez?
Was he in here?
No, he wasn't in here. The news about Chichi Rodriguez.
The golfer?
Yes, the golfer. I wondered if Laszlo would know who Chichi Rodriguez was.
Yeah, he was like, after he made a putt, he used to do like the Zorro thing and stuff.
Okay.
You know, he was quite the character.
Was it,
Chichi Rodriguez.
Was that like Arnold Palmer's era?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Probably overlapped a little bit. He died.
Oh, he was probably like 150.
He's close. He's 88.
Yeah.
88 is pretty
good. That's a good long life, Chichi.
I really didn't. I wondered if you'd know who he was. I saw it said Chichi Rodriguez died, and I'll be honest, I thought, is that the Chichis? You know, like the guy who started Chichis.
The Chichis?
Yeah. Because I used
to
go there.
They still have Chichis?
I haven't been to one in forever.
Well, it sounds good, doesn't it?
But I thought, is that who it is? And I clicked on it, said it's a golfer, and I thought, I wonder if Laszlo will know who Chichi Rodriguez is. But you did. So, Laszlo, at least a couple times a week, but I try to every day go on ChatGPT, I guess Microsoft would like it if I call it Copilot. I use AI to try and see when it's going to be ready to replace Snow Cone. It's getting closer and closer. There's a few things.
I feel like it's well past that.
In the beginning, it would just give me these answers like, sorry, I can't do that. And I was like, damn, we got a ways to go. But really, in a relatively short amount of time, it started getting better and better at show prep. And so I thought, you know, I'll just let you, because you're the boss, I'll let you see what it's up to now, what it gives us for show prep. Because it does give you show prep now.
What does Snow Cone give you for show prep?
And we'll see what Snow Cone comes up with.
Yeah.
And you can
Did he give you anything?
You can just decide. Well, see, that's just it. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know that we're going to do this, but he didn't give me anything today.
Well, whatever ChatGPT does.
Copilot should, you know, it's like starting at third base here, right?
There you go.
We'll see who wins.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
So, you ready to do this?
I found out some stuff about Chichis. There's only one left. It's in Austria. In Vienna. It closed years ago.
How can it be in Vienna?
I don't know. There's just one in Vienna.
Hold on. Is it a restaurant that just happens to share a name?
Chichis.
Chichis, the Mexican cantina that was across the country when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There's
Chichis
one left
closed because it got...
In Vienna.
It got hepatitis. Well, it didn't get hepatitis. It gave people hepatitis outside of Pittsburgh.
You mean...
Like 660 people got hepatitis, 4 died, and it was all traced back to the green onions at Chichis.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I read.
You mean a coli?
Outback tried to buy it, but
salmonella? It can't be hepatitis, can it?
Hepatitis, yeah. My football coach when I was a kid said that.
That you could get hepatitis at Chichis?
From drinking out of a puddle. I still remember there was a guy on our team named Gibby, and we were running, you know, doing, you know,
2 days
gassers, you know, and it was hot out. And Gibby stopped, took his helmet off, started drinking out of the puddle like a puppy. He said, God damn it, Gibby! That's how you get hepatitis!
I didn't know that you could get hepatitis. I thought hepatitis was from sharing needles and having sex with Tommy Lee or whatever.
Yeah,
I
you can get
like
it that way,
STD.
Too.
Or maybe I didn't even think it was an STD. Maybe I thought it was just from sharing needles.
Yeah, well, you can get it from having sex with Tommy Lee, I think.
Is it a sexually transmitted disease, or is it just a...
I don't know.
Or is it a
Well, you can get
thing.
It from green onions. But I also know you can get it from...
That
Tommy
I've
Lee.
Never heard of.
And Pamela Anderson, I'm pretty sure.
I've never heard that you could get hepatitis from food. I did not know that you risked that.
From a green onion, apparently.
From
I don't know if they
green
put it
onions.
In their buttholes or not. I don't know.
Someone says on our stream here, twitch.tv/churchoflove. Someone says hepatitis A and E are fecal oral, which is that's Snowcone's
nickname.
Yeah, you're fecal oral. You're fecal. That's both. Like that's
your
you.
Two favorite things.
Fecal oral, oral fecal. Snowcone, you're gonna get A and E. Well, that does that scare you a little bit? Be honest.
Not in the slightest.
Come on, that doesn't scare you that you could get hepatitis A and E.
Nope.
I mean, is it worth it? Like alcohol, you know that the long-term damage is liver failure, whatever. But when you're drunk, you're like, this might be worth it, right? Long-term damage, it feels pretty good. But is what you're doing, you think in that moment, you're like, this is worth potential.
Yeah. And people know that snow cone, I don't even know how to say it, but.
Yeah, they get it.
Yeah. He, that's what he likes to do sexually.
A thing that Lazo says is a millennial thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that you guys do this. But is that why you want to be the little spoon?
What?
Well, so your mouth isn't next to theirs when they're holding you, and you don't have to look them in the eye?
No.
And admit, because you both know what you just did?
No, I look them in the eye while I do it, to assert dominance.
Look who in the eye when you're doing what? How would you look someone in the eye when you're spooning someone, or when you're doing fecal oral? How would you look someone in the eye?
You make them turn their head.
Oh, okay. Turn around. Turn around and look at me.
Okay. Contortionist.
But your face
it's
is
hard to figure
your face
out.
By the way, when you're doing that, you are not dominant.
Oh, I'm dominant. Believe me.
Nothing more dominant than
nothing
dominant.
More dominant
I'm
than
asserting dominance.
Pleasing someone.
Yep.
I'm dominant.
I'm dominating.
Man, if that happens in any other situation, you're losing the fight.
Nope, I'm asserting dominance.
You are losing the fight.
I'm not.
If someone's ass
Trust
is in
me,
your face,
I've
you've lost.
There. I've been there, I've done it, it's dominant.
I don't think you've ever been dominant. That's the problem.
Oh, it's dominant.
God.
They know damn well it's dominant.
No, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I've never been dominated like that before.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what I look up on the internet if I want to see it. Dude dominates chick.
That's right.
It'll take a while.
That's right.
Dominant men websites where women want to just try that first thing. See what they say.
Yeah, where they want to be dominated.
I just want to please you. Now hold me. I'm dominant. Like, what? Okay.
Okay, so.
Just it's touch. That couldn't be more wrong.
No, it's definitely reversed because that's it's definitely the other way around.
It's definitely not.
If you were looking at, you know, women being dominated, men being dominated, there's one of those where that might show up, right? And they would say it would have things like degrade him as I degrade him, as I humiliate him, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it would say, though. I'm just saying if you went to look for it online, it would say, watch as chick humiliates dude.
Of course.
Watch as chick dominates dude.
Right.
Watch as chick uses
dude.
Well,
if you got into a fight with somebody, you're like, oh, I'll show you.
What?
If you got into a fight with trying to dominate
pull your pants.
Watch me now.
He just ripped his pants out of the parking lot. And it was like, oh, man. The guy standing up sure is embarrassed
You've
now.
You've never been more dominated than when I did this to you. Or the other way around. Okay. You get your ass kicked and they're making you do it. That's being completely dominated. No one wants to lose a fight that way.
No. If that's what's on the line, you're fighting for your life. Jesus.
That's when Bowser's pull off the crown.
You're breaking
like, you can't do it.
Wait, look, man, you won.
Your friends are throwing in the towel like Rocky, man.
You won. Get off him, dude.
Throw the towel, Rock. Throw the towel, Rock. No way.
It's so good.
It's like, you see me get to a guy's ass.
It's so over there going, look me in the eyes.
I kill him. You guys don't get it. I just dominated everybody. Who's next?
Yeah, bring him on.
Dominate everyone in this bar.
You mess with the bull, you
get
the horn.
He's so good at it, he can be a UFC fighter. Oh, Conor McGregor, watch me. I'll ass off. I'm the most dominant man ever. Sweet Christ.
Ah, ouch. Man.
I'm sorry.
Man, my stomach hurt a little bit there, but yeah, I didn't know Chi-Chi's was struggling.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give what a joyful heart.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Okay. Sorry about that.
trying to...
If you're new to the show, that was probably a lot. I apologize.
Yeah. I was thinking towards the end, I was like, do people have any idea what we're laughing about?
Yeah.
I think they did, though, right?
I believe so.
I think if you're an adult, and I don't think we had
I think
to
you know what happened.
We gave enough, right?
I believe so.
Millennials.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They do a thing.
They do a thing that's, yeah. It seems like a generational thing, and it became clear. You know what? If you didn't know, it's funny, too. Right? I think it's probably funny, too. When I was a kid, I remember watching Roseanne and the kid, what was his name? DJ. He kept going to the bathroom, and I didn't know what he was doing, but they kept saying that he was playing with his instrument and stuff, and I knew he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, and I thought it was really funny. And the next day at school, my friend Steven comes up to me and goes, hey, did you watch Roseanne last night? And I said, yeah. And he goes, man, that was so funny. I said, I know.
And then
he goes,
you off.
Yeah. And then he goes, now I want to dominate you.
You're about to get your ass kicked, son.
No, he asked me what DJ was doing. I said, I didn't know. And he's like, oh, me neither. But we both thought it was funny. So, anyhow, I'll tell you one thing. ChatGPT can't do that, Snowcone. So you live to see another day, because ChatGPT, it's got a ways to go before it can make me laugh that hard. I think, at least. But I have been checking in with the old ChatGPT, or Copilot, I guess, as Microsoft wants me to call it. And I'm just, you know, I'm testing its capabilities. I'm asking it to be a producer. And I'm not really trying to replace Snowcone. I'm just interested in if we could get some free help, an extra hand around here. Why not?
And?
So it started trying to help me recently.
Okay.
It's trying. So I'll tell you coming up next. Try to stay away from the cheese talk and the domination talk and all that, and we'll just see what Copilot says we should be talking about. If Copilot says we should be talking about the last cheese,
I'll be shocked.
Whether or not what Snowcone does is considered, you know, subordinate or dominant or whatever, I'd be really surprised.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Okay. So you mess around with AI much yet?
No, I mean, you know, I ask a question sometimes.
You do?
Yeah, like maybe use it like a little bit like Google.
I know a couple people that basically have replaced Google with ChatGPT. Yeah. Anytime they have a question about anything, it's stuff that I think is like easily Googleable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just wanting to convert something or just know the answer to who was the first, whatever, but they just use ChatGPT. So I've been checking in with it to, you know, kind of test its capabilities. Gemini also, because sometimes they can be quite different, have different strengths and weaknesses. But I feel like ChatGPT is what most people use. So I've been checking with it to see if it can help with the show. In the beginning, when I first tried, it would give me a lot of, you know, I don't seem to understand that. Those sorts of answers.
Right.
And I'd say, hey, can you help me out with the show today? What kind of things should we talk about? And then it started giving me some answers, but it was really bizarre stuff. Like, I would ask it, what should we talk about on the show? And it would say, I think you should talk about the art of minimalist logo design.
That's a good idea.
And I'm thinking, what? Because it said that to me numerous times. I thought, what is it about what radio show? Like, I don't get it. I don't know why it thinks we need to talk about logo designs and why minimalist is better, and then debate that. But that's what it said we should do. And I thought, we're not smart enough for that. That's highbrow.
Let's work on that for Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look into it some more. But now it seems to be coming around. I feel like it's getting to know me better. Starting to give me better recommendations.
Did it mention Chi-Chi?
So it did not mention Chi-Chi. So I just asked it if it had any fun stories that we could talk about on the air today, on our radio show today. I let it know what kind of show it is I say on a radio show today. And this is what it gave me. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple things here. Now, keep in mind, I said that I was going to have this in compete against Snowcone. The story that Snowcone sent me was about the Jackson County Tax Assessment Office and how they were going to be refunding people some of
that
their taxes.
That wasn't for the show. That was for you. You're always bitching about it. I just sent it to you. That wasn't for the show.
That's what he texted me.
I'd rather do the minimalist.
I sent it to you.
So this is what AI says we should talk about. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, it says we should be talking about Gizmo the Miracle Dog.
Who the hell's Gizmo?
Gizmo the Miracle Dog. Your listeners will love this. Well, I had to look it up. Gizmo is a dog that went missing in Las Vegas in 2015 and just showed back up. Listen to this. A woman is rejoicing after her dog is safely back at home after nearly a decade since it first disappeared. Judith, who is 37 now, was 28 when her chihuahua named Gizmo slipped out of her backyard in 2015. A Facebook page set up to find the dog said that someone spotted Gizmo being put into a reddish car. But that he was simply nowhere to be found. I like that someone, you know, saw something. Yeah. Like, I saw him. Someone stuck him into a reddish car. So he's just missing. No one has heard from him since. The reddish car was the last tip they had. That is until July 17th when she received an email that she'd been waiting for all these years. Someone had found Gizmo. The dog had been recovered in Henderson, Nevada and dropped off at an emergency veterinary office. At the vet, the microchip was scanned and the microchip alerted her that the precious pup had been found. She says, quote here, he was dropped off by a woman at the Animal Emergency Center in Henderson. They told us that the woman said they had been trying to catch him for 2 months, but he was severely matted and his nails were overgrown and curled. So I guess he's been out on his own, surviving on his own this whole time.
Good.
Okay, so that's...
There you go, Gizmo the Miracle Dog.
Gizmo the Miracle Dog. And then the thing it says that we should talk about, it's number one recommendation. It said this yesterday, by the way, too. So it does do that a lot. Maybe it's just like, hey, I know you didn't do it.
I looked up what I sent you. It wasn't that. I sent that for you personally. I sent you the story about the girl that won the lottery that won't give her brother any money.
That was before that. Yeah.
That was the same day.
Well, the most recent story that I had here.
I don't want to listen to ChatGPT.
Yeah, the most recent story I had was about the assessment.
Thanks, Ocon. Good work.
So the thing it wants us to talk about yesterday and today is the boneless wings Supreme Court thing. Which, did you see the Supreme Court?
No.
Oh, you didn't see this? Okay, well then I guess it is, you know, it's pretty interesting. I know you're not a boneless wings guy.
Or at least, no, I like bone-in.
You like bone-in, right? That's how a man eats his wings,
right? No, it's a show dominance.
Boneless wings are chicken nuggets. I like them.
That's true.
But it does sort of, it's shaped like a chicken nugget. I don't know. It just seems, seems weird. It's like a chicken nugget, but then they say it's all breast meat. Well, how'd you get it shaped like that? Why'd you take a perfectly good chicken breast and do that to it? I don't understand.
Well, they cut it in pieces.
But, I know, but like, anyway, just
in
the
same way if you did it, put it in a stir fry or something. It's no different.
I know, but then, okay, well, anyway, I'm saying if I'm going to get wings, I prefer the bone-in wings as well. But I do like the other ones just fine, I guess. Consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. A divided Supreme Court ruled Thursday. Now, it's a Supreme Court, but it's the Ohio Supreme Court.
Okay.
So it's not the Court, but still a Supreme Court. They rejected claims by a restaurant customer who suffered serious medical complications.
In the last 3 years, Supreme Court, I'll tell you.
This customer suffered serious medical complications from getting a bone stuck in his throat when he ordered boneless wings. Now, I'm sorry, as a guy who's been looking for a good food lawsuit for a long time.
That's a good one.
That seems like an obvious one.
Yeah, my boneless
like
wings had a bone in it.
And I choked on it, or I hurt myself. That seems like a real one.
All right. Whatever, man. We can't go down this
road
again.
You get it. If I hurt myself...
I get it.
Because there's a bone in your boneless wings, I'm suing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying that I'm so happy, but I'm so ready, and that is definitely a suable thing.
I would think so.
Especially if it's a chain, right? If it's just... You know, Laszlo's wings, I feel bad, right?
Yeah, probably.
But if it's Chi-Chi's, and you're trying to,
I'm eating their boneless tacos.
Boneless wings, and there's bones in it, I would sue you. Anyway, this guy, Michael Berkheimer, he was dining with his wife and friends at a wing joint in Hamilton, Ohio, and he'd ordered the usual boneless wings with Parmesan garlic sauce when he felt a bite-sized piece of meat go down
the
wrong way.
The Parmesan garlic sauce?
I've had Parmesan something at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I like that. 3 days later, feverish and unable to keep food down, Berkmeyer went to the emergency room where a doctor discovered a long, thin bone that had torn his esophagus and caused an infection. Mm. You're telling me you can't sue over that? If I can sue about ginger ale, enough ginger, or Pop-Tarts not having enough
My question is, how does he know he got the bone from there?
Well, that's my thing. Like, okay, he says that. Now you got these medical bills. It's the United States, so you got to pay for this stuff. It's going to be expensive.
Right, and he didn't go right after, so we don't know if he ate anything after.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. So you're thinking, how am I going to pay for this? Right, then you have the idea, what if I say it was Chili's? You know, what if I say it was the boneless wings?
Right.
That seems like it would be tough, but that's not even what the Supreme Court said.
You ever order boneless wings, though?
I've been with people who order them, and like I said, I like them just fine. I mean, they taste good. It's weird to call it a wing. Why call them wings? Call it chicken bites.
I think they just did it wings because, you know, it's a buffalo
style. They serve it like wings, yeah.
Right.
So he sued the restaurant Wings on Brookwood, saying that the restaurant failed to warn him that the so-called boneless wings...
How do they get bones in their boneless wings?
That's what I wonder. I guess maybe they really are cutting this stuff up from chicken breast meat, and they happen to get it too close to a bone. I don't know. I really thought those things were like chicken nuggets, but maybe they're not. In a 4-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said that boneless wings refers to a cooking style and that Berkheimer should have been on guard against bones since it's common knowledge that chickens have bones. This is what these lawyers came up with, or judges. The high court sided with lower courts that had dismissed his suit previously. So other courts had said, I guess, the same thing. He fought this thing all the way up to the Ohio Supreme Court, and they said, you know, it was a narrow victory there, 4-3. But they said, look, if you order boneless wings, you should expect the risk that there could be some bones in there. So I guess he'll take
Steve
it to the
Steve
Kramer
says he posted a story 15 days ago on our Discord page.
That's an older story, I know.
I know we had a Discord page.
We have a Discord page. That's where, that's where you sent those pictures of that.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. And then you couldn't figure out how to delete them.
Okay, yeah, I remember it now.
Yeah. I think you deleted the app. But when you delete the app, it doesn't just go away. You know what I mean? It's still there. And we do still have one. And I don't know how you use it, but people on Twitch know how to use it. I'm sure Snowcone knows how to use it. If anyone wants to use it, I'm sure they can figure it out. But Lazo's not on there anymore.
I'm not. I got
in trouble. If you're trying to reach Lazo on there, he's not on there.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Lazlo. The Church of Lazlo.
All right, coming up, Lazo, we're on a new station now.
We are.
And we need sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Right? We do. I mean, I'm being serious. Like, I don't know how this all works, but I know that that's part of what they want us to do when we get on a new station.
Okay.
Support,
found us some?
Get new sponsors. No, I didn't find us any. That's not my job. But I did think that I would give you an opportunity to have sponsors reach out to us. When they hear you discuss what you're about to discuss, I think they'll say, oh, well, I'd like to sponsor that. Because this weekend, so the Olympics are going on, right?
Yeah.
And the basketball game's coming up. USA versus France. Is that where they're playing for gold? So all the money's in sports betting now.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And we couldn't get a sports betting sponsor before.
Right, and I do sports bet a lot.
Right, and now we're on a big radio station. I feel like this is the opportunity.
It would be nice to get one.
So we'll get your betting picks. I don't know. You know, I used to try and dabble in the sports. Maybe when they wouldn't sponsor us.
Betting picks for what, though?
Whatever you want. What's coming up this weekend.
Right.
Well, the basketball game's the big one, but I mean, I know there's other stuff going on. I mean, football's getting close. It's kind of crazy. Seeing that clip of Mahomes? Did you see him saying he forgot his pants?
No.
I think the Chiefs are the ones that tweeted that out. Did you see it, Snowcone? He said he forgot his pants. Here he is.
Oh, dude. I didn't put my pants on. I think anyone notices. I forgot my pants pads. Maybe you'll think my quads are so big that they look like pants.
I doubt it.
Idiot now, dude. Gotta go put my pants on. See you later, Creed.
Go get dressed.
Forgot to put my pants on.
Seeing that, and I was thinking, like, man, we are close, though. Like,
well, we're close.
Preseason is really close, and then it's going to be football season. Are you excited?
Yep, I am excited. And it's getting cool out.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, football season, to me, when that starts, it's done.
Maybe that's why.
In the summer. But it's cool out. People practicing.
And
you see it on TV. There was football on TV last night.
I talked to Nick Wright yesterday.
Yeah?
He said he's going to start calling again.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Or is that how you're trying to make him angry so he'll call?
No.
Oh.
He just won't.
Well, he said he's going to start calling again.
I don't even respond to his text anymore.
Well, I probably shouldn't. He doesn't really respond to mine. I've thought about, like, I should just let one of his sit there for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he does me, but I can't do it. I'm so excited when he texts.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
So, I think you get what we're doing here, Laszlo.
Yeah, you just want me to give people some blocks?
Yeah, we got to talk a little sports once in a while because I think this is where we could find ourselves a nice, sweet sponsor.
Right.
Right?
Here's a lot of money. I will tell you, and I already placed this bet. I'm already spending the money. It's going to take you to the end of college football season to cash in on this.
Ooh, one of these long haul bets.
But you're going to get to watch a lot of college football. It's going to keep you excited, right?
Okay.
You pick Miami to win the ACC.
Okay.
Got it?
Miami wins ACC.
Write down. Oregon to win the Big Ten.
Okay.
Georgia to win the SEC and Utah to win the Big 12.
Georgia and Utah. Okay. Yeah. Got
it. Make it a four-way parlay. You bet yourself $100, you win $18,270.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like such a crazy thing.
Not a stretch at all.
Those teams could, I don't know, ACC, but I don't know anything about that. Is Miami?
They're going to be good.
They're going to be good?
Yes.
But Oregon.
Florida State lost a lot. Oregon's going to be good. I mean, you're taking a little bit of a risk. It's Miami or Florida State, Oregon, Ohio State.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't pay off if you take all the favorites.
Yeah, but Okay, well, that still seems like a pretty good bet. $100 wins you $18,000.
Wins you $18,000, buddy.
Those are the kind of bets I like. I mean, I hate that I have to wait that long. I probably won't be around to spend it, but it'll be good.
Are you going to die?
Don't you don't feel that way? Like, you know, something months and months away, you're like,
I'll give it to your kids.
That's what I'm saying. I can leave it to somebody. Have something to leave my family. All right, what else? What about this weekend, though? Because the basketball game, I mean, I'm not like a huge basketball fan. I haven't really watched any of the Olympic basketball live. I couldn't believe that the U.S. was down. What? Can you explain to me? I know you're not a huge basketball guy either. But why is it even possible that the United States could be down to Serbia by 17 points? I mean, they came back. It was this great comeback win. But why were they down?
United States trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
I did see.
Brandon, would you worry?
I did see that LeBron's 40. I mean, I guess I knew that, but I hadn't thought about it. But LeBron,
getting old.
LeBron was playing pretty well. He had a pretty good game in that Serbia game. He's 40 years old. How old was Jordan when he retired? He wasn't 40, was he? He was probably, what, in his mid-30s? Man, all of those special diets and everything now, you can play forever. So they play France now. I guess that's who the United States played last time for a gold medal. It's a rematch, the gold medal game from 2020. So they play France now. I would just think that the United States is going to win. But they were down 17 to Serbia. So, I don't know, tip-off is scheduled for, let's see, 2:30 p.m. local time, here, central time. It says the United States, that can't be right. It's in Paris, isn't it? But maybe it is. The United States is a 16.5-point favorite in the latest Team USA versus France. So they are big-time favorites.
I just don't know, but they're, yeah, I would lay the points.
Or you could bet France, right?
Then you wouldn't.
Well, if the United States was down 17 to Serbia, it is possible that France could win, right? I don't know how, but it is possible. They got that tall guy. I know they're all tall, but that guy, the 7.5-footer, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about Wembley or whatever.
Yeah, right? That guy's French, isn't he? I think he's French.
I think he's French.
7.5 feet. He makes those guys on the court look short. I mean, standing next to Kevin Durant, he looks little, and those guys are not short. He's a huge, huge man. If your kid is that tall, they have to play basketball.
I think I read a thing that was like 80% of people over 7 feet tall play basketball.
They have to.
Like, what? Professional basketball somewhere.
Oh, okay. Like
yeah, like the number's huge.
It makes sense. Yep. You should. Unless you had health issues, you should be playing basketball.
Right. And then I'll give you tonight, baseball, Bobby Witt over 1.5 hits. Plus 120. 50 will give you 110. Take that 110, put the 10 in your pocket. Now you've only spent 40. Put that on that 14 parlay I got you. You just made yourself $18,000, kid.
When I flew back from Vegas last week, I came to the airport, and one of the first things I saw in the airport was a big picture of Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
And then I heard you saying that...
I think he could be the best player in baseball.
You mean that?
Best player, yeah,
like in baseball. Like currently in baseball right now.
Yeah, I think they're him, Aaron Judge, Shohei. Shohei's not pitching right now. If Shohei's pitching, that's clearly Shohei. But him, Aaron Judge, and Shohei, there's nobody else. I mean, Gunner, maybe, but...
Oh, okay. Like baseball, national baseball TV people or whatever, journalists, would they...
Agree with that? Yes. I mean, they may argue with me. It was one of those other three, maybe, but I would say...
But they wouldn't think you're being a
Bobby Witt Jr.
fan for putting him up there.
Kansas City, right now, I think for my money, has the best football player in the world. And the best baseball player in the world.
Damn!
In its city.
That is crazy.
Right?
I mean, I knew he was good, but I always view all that stuff through a lens.
Unbelievable. I went to the game the other day. It makes it look easy. Makes it look easy.
I just didn't know that he was like top three or four players
for sure.
In the league.
He's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Having an unbelievable year.
I mean, last time that's happened, never. That you could say that they had, that either team really had the best player in the league.
No.
But, like, really, maybe never?
No. I mean, maybe one season for George Brett, but still, probably point, not.
Yeah, but even
probably
then,
not the best ever.
If you went back and looked at those year by year, I don't think that they would say he was
Bobby Witt. Bobby Witt, right now, today, I think is the best player in Major League Baseball.
Damn.
The best baseball player on the planet.
I
think probably just being pushed by Shohei, really, and Aaron Judge. That's it.
You think they'll keep him around? I mean, I know they just signed that contract,
right?
They signed
for a long time, forever.
Could he end up being like George Brett? Could he end up?
Oh yeah, he'll be here forever.
Really?
Yeah, they signed a huge long contract with him.
Dude, that's awesome.
They're smart to get it done early.
Well, I was just going to say, how do they possibly afford
lot more,
that?
They would have paid him a lot more. They paid him a ton, but they would have paid him a lot more.
After this season?
After this year, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So, listen, the reason that we bring this up.
Yes, because we need a sponsor from DraftKings or something.
Yeah. That could be your
Barstool
name.
Barstool Sports.
BetMGM. One of you.
BetESPN.
We all have
We're
our...
We're going to finish that with...
Brought to you by...
Hey, if you want to make that 18K...
Go do it on...
Those are my picks on...
The only app I use. Kings. Yeah, because I have an app that I prefer.
I do too, but I'm not going to tell you which one it is. I also didn't mention it.
Yep.
Because you don't pay for advertising.
I'll wait for you guys to pay.
There you go.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well, that was fun, buddy.
Yeah, I enjoyed hanging out
with
you
guys. The first 2 days
were good. Yeah.
Guys going... Nice to figure out how snow cone asserts dominance.
Yeah. You know, I won't forget that.
No, me neither.
You don't always come in. There's plenty of days where there's
I remember when I'm in a fight, I think I'm losing.
That's all I can think about. Honestly, the only thing I can think about is that parking lot scene. And asserting dominance in the way that he does.
There
so,
you go.
I guess at least...
Right, Royals-Cardinals tonight, right?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yep, I told you you're locked. You got to listen to it. Win yourself some money.
And the Royals, they could be in the playoffs this year.
Oh,
right?
They should be.
What are they called in Cleveland now? What do they call those fellas?
The Guardians.
The Guardians. Guardians lost a bunch of games.
Yeah, like 3.5 back, I think. The Royals. Guardians lost a doubleheader. Plus, I think like the Royals have, off the top of my head, I think they had like 7 games left with them. So
okay.
It's all up in the open, and the Twins are still in it, obviously. But I think if the playoffs were to start today, the Royals would be in. Playoff baseball in Kansas City.
It's annoying because any other year, if the Royals were this good, they'd be in first place. But, you know, of course, that's how it goes. Whatever.
Well, hey, just get in the playoffs. All you need to do is get in the playoffs.
That's all that matters.
They got good pitching. You get in the playoffs, you have that pitching, they can win.
And they
Plus, they're the best player in baseball.
The Cardinals.
Right.
Yeah, Bobby Witt.
Hey, Fritz, that guy's coming up next. He'll rock your ass. Why'd you look like that?
I thought he was walking in already. I was like, is he here?
No,
oh,
he's not here.
You pointed over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he is coming.
I was looking for Fritz. I was like, where'd he go?
No, yeah.
Fritz coming up next.
I like that guy.
I do, too. He's one of my favorite coworkers. Did you know that? Outside of you two.
Oh, I like him more than I like you.
Don't say that. You're talking to Snowcone? I assume you like him more than you like Snowcone. But, come on, you like me at least as much as him, right?
I'm around you more, so yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to dislike him as much as I dislike you, I guess. Anyway, Bobby Witt, good show. Stay positive, kids.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.